Hi, how are you? Great? Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Thank you for coming. Today I'm going to talk about cross-platform mobile applications. I'm going to invite you to the world of these apps. During this session, I'll show you how you can create mobile applications using well or less known patterns. I believe that after this presentation, you will be able to create some applications. You'll have a pinch of knowledge of these applications. I'm Szymon Komorowski. I work as a software engineer at C in Poland, in Gdańsk. I also study IT at University of Gdańsk. And where I've been cooperating for 4 years with Microsoft. Currently, I manage .NET groups on North Poland as a Microsoft student consultant. So that's all about me. Let's look at our agenda. I'm going to talk about Xamarin, what Xamarin exactly is, why should we use this framework, and should we use third-party solutions. And I'll show you how you can create scalable applications. So let's get started. What Xamarin exactly is. Xamarin is a great tool, or maybe who is familiar with Xamarin? OK, great. So Xamarin is a great tool which wraps each platform's native APIs with C# proper, allowing to developer interact with the environment is in the essentially the same way as native developer would. So as a Xamarin apps that developed in C#, you have whole new possibility of sharing code across platforms, across the three platforms. So, but why Xamarin and why should we use this framework? Why should we use another third-party platform solution? So, and which to choose? We need to compare development cost and user experience. So let's talk about opportunities of choosing technology and an approach of creating mobile apps. So first one, we have HTML5. It's quite cheap to develop and it's easy to write up, but the end user experience isn't very good. Do you agree with me? Okay. Three people, great. So you can, of course, you can invest more effort to try and improve this experience, but you can't get a full native user experience as in a native apps. So you need native apps, for example, but it's very costly because you need the free developers for iOS, Android, and Windows Phone. So it's very hard to maintain. You need to maintain free apps when some client wants to change some components or wants to add some new thing. You need to change in the free apps. So that's why Xamarin is great. Xamarin lets you share a very large amount of very large part of your code, so you have reasonable development costs and you have a fully native apps. Everything would like to code in Java for Android or Objective-C for iOS, you can do it in .NET by calling native APIs and use these user interfaces. So you don't have to do it directly for each platform. You can have a platform-specific pieces, and then you can have a large portion of shared code, so that reduces your cost. And that's why this presentation is about Xamarin. By using Xamarin as a cross-platform framework, you are able to save your time on coding. You can share up to 90% or something or 100% maybe in the special situations when app is very simple. So we can achieve it by using Xamarin Forms, but what Xamarin Forms exactly is? Is it known as abstraction library? It operates as a portable cross library, sitting on a target platforms and feeding in UI that the application needs. So application user interfaces can be quickly constructed because a large amount of any other code can be shared. So as we know that Xamarin is still rising technology with the great functionalities provided, but if you want to create more advanced app with fully customized UI, you will need something more, probably. So that's why I will talk about MVM Cross. Who heard about it? Okay, great. So why MVM Cross? And MVM Cross, as its name, is an MVVM implementation of cross-platform solutions. On this slide, you can see the classical simplified MVVM architecture. Probably everyone know what MVVM exactly is. Model provides your data structure in the same way as in a classical MVVM implementation. ViewModel encapsulates how and what to display, manage flow of interaction of using commands, events, or injected services, and so on. But views are platform specific. So you need to create them for each platform. For Windows Phone, you write in XAML. For Android, you write in AXML, AXML, and for iOS in a zip file or with a designer. So these views, custom bindings are common, of course, because you need some bridge between view model and views by creating some custom bindings. So this pattern is ideally suited to cross-platform projects because it provides clean separation between the part of your code and should be shared on those that the platform specific. But why MVVM Cross is so cool? Because of MVVM approach, the first would be, because it uses PCL for shared code, and MVVM Cross provides the inversion of control. Everybody know what is inversion of control? Probably, yes? Great. So, but this inversion of control container is very lightweight for the smartphones. And thanks for that, you are able to call the specific APIs. You can register provided plugins or some interfaces you created for each platform with these implementations. And by using MVX Messenger, you can aggregate messages in your app almost like in PubSub events, for example, or event aggregator in Prism. So MVVM Cross helps you to provide custom navigation. You can also write native code for each platform and get access to 100% APIs specific features. So it's very, very good advance. I'll show you how it works later. And I'll focus on this framework because its opportunities are huge. In our company, we also spent some time for creating cross-platform application exactly with MVVM Cross support. So in this project in SII, I was mainly responsible for backend solution, which was web API with CQRS and something like that. But I liked Xamarin with MVM Cross, and I wanted to develop skills on my own with these technologies. So to ensure MVM Cross isn't only one the best framework for these activities, you can also create app with Xamarin Forms, or better that with MVVM Lite, for example. So my goal is to show you that Xamarin can do not disturb you by on designing the great architecture. So let's go to the code. Can you see it? Great. So let's look at a structure of our code. As you can see, oh, wait a minute. I'm going to run grade 2, which is Zoomit. We have three projects. First one is core, is a MVVM cross core, and I implemented Android project and Windows Phone. So let's look at core. I downloaded MVVM Cross from NuGet. MVVM Cross is open source, so you can use it and enjoy it of its functionalities. And as in the normal MVVM pattern, I created item DTO, for example, which would be my model, and MVVM models. So maybe first view model. So these models could be shared between all platforms. You can do it by this piece of code. First, you can initialize, create types, and whole classes and interfaces ending with service will be registered as a singleton, and you need to provide your first model. Let's look at Windows Phone application. You need to initialize our application with setup, and each platform has a setup to initialize and to inject some dependencies. Let's look at it. We have overrided method create app, so we create new object of app, which is our application. We have also initialized app. You can initialize your plugins, and of course your specific functionalities. I created two interfaces. First one is iWeb Navigator with two methods: navigate to page. You need to provide URL and write email. You need to provide three arguments, which are email, subject, and body. Let's look at implementations. And we have two implementations for Windows Phone and for Android. Let's look at Windows Phone. This is very simple because we need to call Windows Phone API by creating web browser task and by providing URI, and we need to show it. The same is with email compose task. So this is quite simple. Let's look at Android. This is Ursharper bug because I have already implemented this methods. And we have implementation of two methods. The same, you can create native, you can call to native API of Android. As you can see, it goes from Mono Android. So it is also quite simple. And the same situation is with email compose task. Okay. Let's look at registration. We have a setup. So this is our IOC container. We need to register a special type. And I also implemented iPhoto chooser mediator, which has one method, register. Let's look at Windows Phone. This class provides you to get your image from your gallery and to show on our application. So this is also quite understandable because it's these methods are from Windows Phone API. I create image stream from chosen photo. This is photo result, and I'm copying to image stream, and this is very important because I need to publish message of specified type. In this case, is photo chosen message. So this is our pops up event. So these types should be inherited on MVX message. I'm going to move on to the another file. And I provide only photo with constructor. And you can also, or you need also provide the sender. Yeah? From my, I'll show you what right a moment, right now, if you want. It isn't web service. It's from my local gallery photos.
Okay, can you show how this Android and Windows Phone access in that local gallery?
Yeah, of course. This is with photo chooser task, and this task provides you to get photo from your gallery. I'm going to plug in my Windows Phone device. On this screen, you will see my current screen. Great. So we'll be back later to this kind of code. Oh, sorry. It seems to be Android. I'm going to switch my Windows Phone, and I'm deploying on my Windows Phone device. Probably I missed some piece of code. Okay, we have two buttons. First one, the second one will be choose photo. Okay. And for example, this photo. Do you understand?
Yes, so this photo chooser is provided by Xamarin, right?
By Windows Phone, because this class is.
Component that is accessing either Windows or iOS or Android is provided inside the framework, inside Xamarin.
Yes, because on Visual Studio you can write Windows Phone apps natively because of .NET, right? So this is native API of Windows Phone.
Okay.
So okay, wait a minute. This is my Windows Phone, Android OS, and I'll show you how it works, but in this virtual machine, gallery doesn't work, because when I click on gallery, unfortunately, gallery has stopped, but I need to switch on Android. And let's look at Android Photo Chooser Mediator. Right, right. You can call intent, like in Java, it's also called intent, and you can create and you can do something, something action, right? Choose a photo, and I need to choose camera or gallery. From gallery, it doesn't work, right? Because of my virtual machine, and on camera isn't available. But believe me, it works. Okay. Right. In this situation, yes. If you write in Xamarin Forms, you probably don't need create like this. You probably don't need this kind of implementations. But Xamarin Forms is quite unexpendable, or maybe something like that. Here you can separate code between. You can separate code to view models, to views, and to models. So this is in the MVVM implementation. When you need to create some basic, very basic app with without any kind of strange styles, you probably choose Xamarin Forms. Accessing hardware, yeah? Yes, you can do it, because you have access to 100% of native APIs for Windows Phone, for Android, and for iOS.
So it is already implemented in Xamarin, all this?
Yes, this is already implemented in Modo Android. And Xamarin uses this kind of APIs, right? Okay. Let's look at usages once again. Okay. So we have Photo Chooser Mediator. And we need to register it, because this method registers or subscribes on this type. So there are a lot of subscribers and a lot of publishers, and this and publishers send some message to some subscribers. So by doing this, you can create some custom navigation, some custom behaviors. Because here, in our view model, when we click on choose photo command, which is implemented in our two views for Android, first view, we have one button, choose photo. And I bind to this command by click using MVX bind. So when I click on this command, this method will be fired. And now I'm going to open I'm going to publish this type. And then all subscribers will know about this click right here. We can do it with debug mode. In example, for Windows Phone, maybe. So let's open first view. We have the same. Right here. I'm going to messages. So you have quite simple view for Windows Phone. You can write natively in XAML. And first view model. Okay. Here. And here, we need to subscribe. And I'm going to open gallery. Let's look at Windows Phone. I'm clicking on choose photo. And we need to publish this message, and then Windows Phone photo chooser mediator know about my click. And then I'm going to show this chooser, right? As you can see. Okay. In Windows Phone view, I also implemented bit array to bitmap image converter, which converts bit array to bitmap image. Right? It is also quite simple. I need to implement image from buffer as a byte, and I'm setting source of image. Okay. This is quite simple. And what else? I'm going to first view model. And I also prepared second view model, but we need to write some piece of code. First view model and show second view model, right? Show second view command. Okay, you have already implemented it. And by doing this, or by firing this generic method, you need to, or you will see new view model and view connected with to view model. Let's look at. Second page, and I implemented two basic actions. Open website, second view model, open web. Yeah, we have empty methods, so let's implement it. Implement them. Okay, and send email action. And I need to call navigator because I inject this interface. Navigator that write an email. And I need to provide free. Do you see it? Okay. An email, it would be email address. It's my property with race property changed. And here I have some subject and my body. Great. And the same with navigate to page. Navigator, navigate to page, and some URL. That's the upper days. .pl or .com. .pl, right? Maybe. Second page, open website. And now this method is firing. Great, it works. Sent. And it also works. So this three fields is filled or filled, right? So by using this kind of functionalities, you will be able to separate this code because you need to create some interface with method and implementations for each platform. So it is quite simple and useful, right? Image helper. You can create some another services or views. So it is my trying. Okay. You can create something like my page base, which is inherited on MVX phone page. And by creating new page, and you will see this is the name of my base page. In this piece, in this block, you can implement, for example, some overlay for loading data from the internet. For example, by using overlay control, this is the new user control with a grid with black color and opacity to on set to 50%. And you will provide it to this kind of block. You can also create where is it? Async view model, for example, for loading data from the internet and synchronizing threads to block the UI while data is downloading. So by using method run in a busy context, for example, you can run task with some call to the service, and when this task is finished, your UI will be unblocked. So this is quite useful, and we also use this kind of functionality in our applications. You can create some converters for data. It is quite the same way as in WPF or MVVM in .NET, because you need to implement convert and convert back. So it is quite simple, and these converters are cross platform. So you don't need to create one converter to one platform and so on. Okay. I think it's from the code it would be okay. It would be fine. Okay, so I think that these kind of functionalities and patterns to implement MVVM cross, I think it would be was very useful, and now you will be able to create better and more scalable applications more quickly than in a native way. So you can separate code between platforms. You can share view models. You can share models, and you need to implement native views for these platforms. So thank you very much. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask me. Thank you.